This is Pulse 2, Match Day Live.
Congratulations, David. We deserve that tonight, you think?
Yeah. I think we did. I changed the style a wee bit. I thought we deserve a clean sheet, and we could have scored another few goals. But as I say, Wimbledon are a very good side. They had a couple of half chances towards the end of the game. And I've got to praise the players. We're having so many players out injured. And then to lose Jim O'Brien so early in the game again with his hamstring. So, delighted with the result, delighted for all the fans that travelled down tonight. They gave us great backing the whole night, and as I say, I'm delighted to get my first league win.
You said we deserved a little bit of luck and it would even itself out. We got the penalty, looked like a penalty, but it was given tonight.
Yeah, of course, I think it was. I think the boys just caught George as he's been past him. And as I say, it's one of those things, Jacks, that get composure, goes up and scores the penalty. And as I say, we've got something to hang on to. I think our work rate and our shape tonight worked fantastically well. And I've got to get Kai Brunker and George. They worked really well together. We lost Owen Doyle just before the game. His back's still a wee bit sore. So I asked them to get in and do a shift for me, and they did it. And as I say, I'm absolutely delighted that we've won tonight. But you've got to give credit to Wimbledon. They're a very good side. And they made us defend for long parts of the game. But to a man, I think everyone done it and put their bodies in line.
I know you don't like single out players, but the O'Connor clearance was different class, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's fantastic. I think he's done a few of them when the ball goes across, and he always gets himself back in the line. And as I says, that was probably the only time that I thought we could have conceded. And after that, I just thought it back four were magnificent, and the energy that we had in midfield was fantastic.
And David Ball could have had a hat-trick having come on.
Yeah.
A little bit unlucky.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, I just think sometimes the ball gets caught behind him a couple of times. But as I said, he's hit a target with three shots. And as I said, David and Jack was on the bench tonight, and we thought we'd use him late on. And I think you've seen the quality of the two of them when they entered the pitch. Mm-hmm. They give you something different. But I just thought, coming to a very difficult venue, that we were going to be very hard to beat, and I'm delighted that we've got a clean sheet again.
That's work for your money tonight, didn't you? Because obviously picking a team, but then it was interchangeable all the time as you readied subs and with injuries as well. We must have changed formation, what, five or six times in the game?
Yeah, I just think it was important that when Wimbledon kept bringing on wide players and strikers, it was important that we tried to match it. We didn't want to leave anybody free, because we know they're a threat from set players. They've got a lot of good players, they've got a lot of energy in their team. And as I say, I thought at the end that the longer the game went, I thought we could see it out comfortable. We didn't see it in the injury time, and we're still hanging on a wee bit. But as I say, I'm delighted for the players, because that's all the hard work they've put in over the last 4 weeks. And I think tonight you've seen a team starting to come together.
And you said to me a couple of weeks ago, what we need to do is start off with a clean sheet. And we've had two on the bounce, and that's a foundation, isn't it, for getting results?
Yeah, of course. As I think we have players in our squad that can score goals. And as I said, I've been working with the back four to try and say, if we can keep clean sheets, then you have got a chance in games. It's an old cliche, but as I said, we got a penalty early and we managed to hold on. And as I said, we could have had another maybe two or three goals towards the end of the game when we broke away.
Do you feel relieved that you've got this first win? You felt happy, didn't you? Obviously, a checker trade, but as a league win, this is big, isn't it?
Yeah, of course it is. I think everybody will tell you it's... But as I keep saying, it's improvements I've seen over the last 3-4 weeks. I think you've seen it tonight again. The work rate from Sean Scannell in the wide areas, and Jack Payne when he came on ball.
We defended the lead brilliant in the second half, didn't we?
Yeah, exactly. And that's what I asked at half-time. Could we see it out? If it finishes 1-0, we've won the game. So that was the message at half-time. And the players responded greatly. And as I say, it's credit to them that they put their bodies in line and made sure that we've come away from a difficult venue with 3 points.
You're going to put your boots on Saturday, because it's a head count at the moment. Is that a headache for you?
Yeah, of course it is.
Likely to have Josh Wright maybe available, because he was close, I'm told, today?
Yeah, well, it says Josh done a bit of running yesterday and today, so he'll be back in tomorrow for treatment, and hopefully that he might start training Thursday and Friday. But it's a big ask for Josh. I know he's been out for 2 or 3 weeks and all his hamstrings, so we'll wait and see the head count once we get back in. In Thursday morning, we'll see how everybody is.
224 City fans, long way to come, isn't it? But they'll be happy.
Yeah, I think they were. I think the game is great backing. I think they've seen the team go and work hard. And as I said, it's fantastic to travel down to London on a Tuesday evening. And I've got to give great credit to them, and hopefully they'll enjoy their journey on the way back home.
Yeah, well, it'll be a full house at Sunderland on Saturday, so we're going to give it us all, whoever plays on Saturday, aren't we?
Yeah, I think it's a fantastic occasion. We're playing the biggest club in League One. It's going to be a massive crowd. And now it gives us the emphasis to go and enjoy it. I don't think anybody expects us to pick end up from the game. So it's important that we recover and we get players back in Thursday, Friday. And I'm sure the adrenaline of getting through a full house at Valley Parade, which I'm sure, hopefully, the fans come out and back us and the fans that have been. And let's get it and let's stick together and make sure we try and get a positive result on Saturday.
Yeah, be an enjoyable, longer journey back home. It's a long way, but it'll be more enjoyable for you. Well done tonight,
yeah,
David.
Thanks very much. Thank
you. Top man. Gets a win today. David Hopkin, different class tonight, City.
This is Pulse 2, Match Day Live.